The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 23rd, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. A bill that would tackle contamination from so-called forever chemicals known as PFAS is moving through Congress. PFAS is used in a wide range of consumer products and linked to a variety of health problems.
The chemical essentially does not degrade, and according to the CDC, most Americans have PFAS in their blood. Senior Toxics Policy Advisor for the Sierra Club, Sonia Lunder, explains that PFAS contamination has been on the radar of environmental advocates for decades, but federal regulators didn't start paying attention until the turn of the century, when evolving research uncovered the prevalence of chemicals.
It's been maddening for environmental advocates because PFAS chemicals are used so widely in things like microwave popcorn bags or to make fabric stain resistant. However, the chemicals in the environment build up in our food, they're in the water we drink, they linger in our body for years.
A recent study detected PFAS at nearly 70 sites in Ohio. The PFAS Action Act of 2021 would accelerate the response to PFAS contamination and direct the EPA to establish federal regulations. Mary Sherman reporting.
The PFAS Action Act of 2021 passed with bipartisan support. Mike Turner of Dayton, Ohio, was the only Republican to vote in favor. Our colleagues at NPR report that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has appointed Republican Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, one of the rare vocal critics inside the GOP of former President Trump, to serve on the special committee charged with investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol. Kinzinger will join Wyoming's Liz Cheney as one of two Republicans chosen by Pelosi to serve on the nine-person panel. Supporters of the U.S. Postal Service pressing for passage of a bill to shore up the agency and affirm its commitment to six-day-a-week delivery. We get more from Suzanne Potter for Soundbite Source.
John McHugh, a former congressman and secretary of the Army, serves as president of the Package Coalition, a group of businesses, including Amazon and eBay, that rely on the Postal Service to deliver their goods. He says the bill allows the U.S. Postal Service to restructure its pension obligations without cutting benefits to current retirees.
And that'll give them the opportunity to right the ship from a budgetary perspective to make, most critically important, overdue investments into their infrastructure or truck fleet, into the kinds of things that will help them become more efficient, more effective, and more affordable.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who took over during the Trump administration, supports the reform bill. He's proposed a 10-year plan that would put the agency on a stronger footing. This is PNS. And as more of us resume travel and take vacation this summer, most will be relying on their debit and credit cards and smartphones.
Joe Mecca with Coastal Credit Union says criminals can steal login credentials from less secure websites and then attempt to use them to hack into other accounts or obtain bank information.
Fraudsters are getting more and more sophisticated in how they target people. They're getting a combination of publicly available information as well as information that may have been stolen from different data breaches, and they start to cobble that all together to create profiles.
Mecca advises never using the same password on multiple websites and says a strong, unique password is your first line of defense. According to a report from Safety.com, North Carolina ranks 15th in the nation for the frequency of cybercrime, with losses estimated at more than $48 million. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And AARP in Wyoming is gearing up for a series of webinars and telephone town halls to help residents of all ages get their financial house in order.
Jennifer Beyer with the group says navigating your financial future can be a little tricky, and each month's program will offer important tools for those just starting to save for retirement, people working to make their savings last far into their sunset years, and everyone in between.
Whether you're looking to invest or you're looking to save, and a lot of people want to know how to plan their wills and their trusts, they have questions that varies from state to state. So we'll be able to offer some practical advice as it relates to Wyoming.
Whether it's paying off a credit card, making deposits into a retirement account, or being aware of the latest scams to protect assets, Beyer says the series will demonstrate how achieving even basic milestones can improve financial security. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, Emily Scott tells us a petition that's been signed by 19 mayors from across the state of Pennsylvania urges the state's congressional delegation to pass the Parks, Jobs, and Equity Act.
The bill would provide $500 million in public park investment nationwide, and its backers say would also help address racial and class inequity in terms of access to public space. The legislation reserves half the funding for low-income populations that historically haven't had easy access to neighborhood parks. Owen Franklin of the Trust for Public Land, the group that organized the petition, says the funding is needed in Pennsylvania, with so many more people spending time outdoors since the pandemic.
It's a very intuitive argument to make, to say to leaders of our cities and towns across the Commonwealth that investments in parks and open space are needed from Congress.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.